Hallelujah.
Let's
Lord.
bow our heads.
Yes.
Precious Lord, we are just so grateful to be
Thank
here.
You.
Lord, and we may say that many times, Lord, is the only word I know to use. But Lord, it just means so much to be able to come and to gather around your precious word and to come in, Lord, with you and to have you speak to our hearts.
Praise God.
And Lord, we've gathered here tonight, Lord, praying that you would have your way, Lord, that whatever you would want this evening would be done. Lord, I pray as each day goes on, each one of us, Lord, will cry out greater for you to have your way, Lord. For you to move in our hearts and our lives, Lord, not the way we think it ought to move or any of our input, Lord, but all just falling back on you, Lord, and letting you do it through us. Lord, we just ask your blessings upon your word this night. Ask you to speak to our hearts, Lord, in whatever way you see fit. And Lord, just let it be to your glory and your honor, we pray. In the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask
Amen.
These things. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't you love him? Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise your wonderful name. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, saints, I believe we're living in precious times.
Oh, yes, we are.
You know, we see all the things taking place around us. See many things going on in the natural out here, maybe of the land and the... Oh, I see things taking place in the spiritual.
Amen.
My, I see God moving in a people.
Glory.
And I pray each
Amen.
One of us is paying attention.
Yes.
Staying in there. Lord, what would you have?
Hallelujah.
You know, tonight I don't know what I'm going to preach. I really don't. I've been in my study. I've prayed and you just... I don't know.
Amen.
I got a couple quotes that I feel the Lord impressed upon my heart.
Amen.
Got a couple scriptures.
Oh.
I don't know what he's got for tonight, but I want him to have his way.
Amen.
It don't matter. If it's one scripture, if it's
Amen.
One scripture, whatever it takes to strike our hearts or whatever.
Amen.
Lord, here am I.
Amen.
Lord, be it unto me. We need a reality, saints, of all these things we've got laying here.
Lord.
The movement of the Spirit, it's
yes.
not just so we get a blessing.
Mm.
God is moving. He is preparing his
yes.
people
Amen.
For a work. And oh, he's going to use that people.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, some people just look at it and say,
hold on.
That brother must be excited. Yes, I am excited.
Amen.
And I'm not just excited about what happened back there. And I'm not excited about what God's revealed
Amen.
To me already.
Amen.
I am very much so.
Yes.
But I'm looking at what God's going to do now and
Amen.
From here on out.
Amen.
Amen. And those are all wonderful. And we've took those steps in our footsteps of righteous ordained of God. And we have
Amen.
Come right up through the line. Step by step, we've climbed that ladder.
Yes.
Moving for God right along the line. And we've come
Amen.
Up. And that's all good, and I'm still excited about the day I realized where I was going
Amen.
And what God's done for me.
Amen.
But I'm even more excited
Amen.
To see what God is doing now.
Amen.
How much greater things He may do and will do. And I just want to be that vessel that's yielded.
Yes.
I don't want to put my input
oh,
in it.
Brother.
I don't want to try to
Hallelujah.
Get it to move the way I feel it should move.
Oh,
but Lord, let me be the open vessel
Amen.
That you can move through with the precious Holy Spirit
Amen.
Of your Holy Spirit. And see it come to pass.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My goodness, while you're still standing, let's just read a scripture.
Gracious Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My, these services we have and the things God, even the service Thursday night was not just a, you may look at it and say, oh, it was wonderful. We had a worship service. It was so much more than just a worship
yes,
service.
Amen.
And I pray each one of us is realizing God's doing a work in each individual
yes,
heart.
Amen.
And He's doing that work. It's a work
yes.
a human man can't do.
Amen.
It takes that supernatural movement of the Holy
yes.
Spirit into
Amen.
A person's heart and life to bring about the things that God's going
to
do.
Glory to God.
My, can you imagine those men? You think of those men that was in the upper room.
Oh, my.
They went in there with nothing but just having had the Spirit
Amen.
On them
yes.
and
Amen.
With them. But oh, the very one that said, I'll go away so I can come again, come and live in them.
Amen.
Filled their very beings. Do you think when they come down out of that upper room, they had any agenda on their mind of their own? Absolutely not. They come down out of there with one
Amen.
Thing to declare that he was the Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That man you crucified, let me tell you who he was.
Yes.
Oh my, hallelujah. He's not dead. He is alive.
Yes.
Alive to prove. prove that what he said would come to pass would come to pass.
Yeah.
My, that happened a long time ago in our time, it looks like. In God's time, it was just a small few seconds ago. But oh my, that work is finishing up. Every word's going to come to pass. Hallelujah. Here in Romans, the 8th chapter, if you would. And let's just read that 16th verse. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated, but I just, that little verse right there, the Spirit itself is bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Amen. You know, as I said this morning, it's no more people just having a claim that I'm a Christian, I've been born again, I've been filled with the Holy Ghost, or this or that. It's come down now. The vindication of the Holy Spirit will prove whether you've got it or not. God will move. God will prove who is and who isn't that little elected called out group. God's going to prove his church and show off his bride. Why? Because it's his spirit. It's his characteristics. It's his dynamics. His mechanics. Oh my, he's going to make it work to his glory. But my, let's just go ahead and turn over here to Revelation, the first chapter, and read this little verse of scripture. Just thinking up on these things, you know, we see the seriousness of the time. And saints, we've lived in a day when people are so far gone from this message, you can tell them what Brother Branham said. You can preach to your heart. But if God don't move on the scene, nothing will change.
Amen.
It's people's become so cold and so hard to the Spirit. I don't even know if they could feel the Spirit if it was to move.
That's right.
But God has a way of moving himself and coming down. And pouring out his spirit and coming down, and he can break the hardest heart. He can melt the heart of stone and do whatever he wants, but it's him. And in order to do that, he needs a group of people in motion with the spirit to be able. He don't have no hands here on this earth right now, but yours and mine. He don't have no eyes here right now, but yours and mine. And he needs to use these temples for his glory. Not your glory, not my glory, but for his glory.
Amen.
And each one of us is set here for that.
Yes.
And I pray each one of us is seeing more. Let me keep my mouth closed till God tells me I can speak.
Amen.
Let me be careful that I don't input. You know, sometimes it's so easy to know a person's situation and think we'll help them by something we can feel or something maybe we understand in the Word, but we still need to wait upon the Spirit.
Amen.
Still wait to make sure that's the way God wants it to move.
Amen.
That we don't set an agenda and it wasn't what the Spirit wanted.
That's right.
We need to make sure that we let the Spirit lead and guide each and every step of the way as we move along.
Amen.
But I want to read this here in Revelation, the first chapter, and begin here at the 9th verse. John speaking, he says, "And I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom of patience of Jesus Christ, was in that isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ." Amen. Notice why he was there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why you're here today, for the testimony
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ. And he said, "And I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and behind me I heard a great voice as a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven church ages which are at Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Samaria, unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea." Amen. Here we stand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's come all the way around. But I want you to notice John when he said that. It's been mentioned many times, but I was in the Spirit.
Yes.
He was in the Spirit. Why? And God caught him up and was able to show him those things that was going to come.
Yeah.
And there's many different places through Revelation here, John speaking, and he says, immediately I was in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately God started to speak, and immediately I was in the Spirit, ready.
Uh-huh.
And I pray that that's the place we reach. You know, it's wonderful to come in here and to feel that Spirit fall upon us and to rejoice in the blessings of the Lord. And God moves here mightily. He's got purposes for that. But what are those purposes when maybe we're not in church? Maybe we're not in service. Maybe it's Wednesday. We've already been away from church 2 or 3 days. God's got something. Am I still? I'm in the Spirit, Lord. What do you need?
Hallelujah.
What do you want in my heart and life, Lord? Mm-hmm. You know, I was going through the book of Acts, and you read how many times Paul says, I was pressed in the Spirit to do this. Maybe I was pressed in the Spirit to keep my mouth shut. Maybe I was pressed to speak. All these different things, but all you notice through the book of Acts, all the many times he mentioned that. And I pray, do we feel that in our hearts? Hallelujah. Do we feel that smallest tug? Lord, I need to go do this for you. The Lord pulling, drawing. Amen. That's the place we're coming to, saints. Amen. And that's why God is preparing our hearts. That's what's moving in. Yeah. We should be watching greater, not just here, but all the time for the Lord to be able to speak. Because God is fixing to move. I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't know what's going to happen. But I'm telling you, God is going to fulfill every word he ever spoke. And by God's grace, I pray that I am right here to see it fulfilled. And whatever he's got for this little group, he's already probably moving in other places for different ones, different situations. Things are taking place every day for God. But what's he got for you, for I? What's my little portion? But whatever it is, Lord, let me be in the Spirit. Let me be in tune, Lord, with what you're doing and what you got moving. You know, it's just wonderful to see God just, as I told our pastor the other night, we started this little place. God, or God, we'll say God started it because we had nothing to do with it. We just wound up being vessels that God has set here. And you see the Holy Spirit begin to deal with our hearts. And then we felt maybe about starting the internet. We started it not thinking anyone would ever listen to us or listen to the word that was preached. Or look how many churches is on the internet. Look. But look how it's went and look who it's helping. And I don't know, but if you're listening to these messages on the internet and it's helping you, send us an email. Tell us that it's helping you. If there's something we can do to make it better for you, you let us know. Whatever, this is God's word. It's not about hearing Brother Steve, Brother Tim, Brother Philip. It's about God's word. And we want it to be the best of quality it can be. That you, if you're listening, that you can receive it. But look what God has done through all these things. And people say, well, you must know a lot. We don't. I don't know nothing about anything we've done. It's just been the grace of God that he's led our hands, guided our feet through the steps that we've went through to do all we've done. And sometimes you look back and you say, well, I thought I'd do that myself. But no, you know, it's just, we need to look at how great God is. The footsteps of the righteous ordained of God. And God knows and leads and guides and puts every person right where they ought to be. And in due time, he'll use that person for the work he's got for him. And you know, I don't know, but I just think often of Brother Amos and Sister Danielle. Two people. Who would have ever thought that God could hook two people up? Or anyone, and then bring them to this word in this day and age. Amen. God only can do that. Amen. It takes God, and God, you can just look and start to see that. And when I can see that in your all's life, or I can look and you can see God moving in my life and leading me, it just makes such a great, I don't know about you, but it makes me excited. Amen. It makes me excited to see God use someone else. It just makes, God's getting the glory for it. Praise be to God. It don't matter as long as I'm getting to rejoice with the one that's doing it. Amen. You know, you see God moving in the Spirit. And it's not about, I want to do it, whatever God wants. But oh, if I can just see God do it and God be made God and see that he's proving he's alive to a people and fulfilling his word, then hallelujah, I want to be right there. Amen. You know, oh my, when you look back through them disciples and all the ones that started there, they wanted that glory. The disciples looked like they were getting, they thought, of being able to raise the sick and heal the sick and raise the dead and things that went on. But them disciples wasn't worried about that. Amen. They was worried about one thing. Silver and gold have I none, but such has been given to me, I'll give to you. That's all that matters. Amen. Oh my, and it's the way I feel in my heart. I don't care if God don't ever give me another blessing, but if he'll let me give what I've received to someone else and see them be able to rejoice and to climb and to grow off all he's done, it's worth it all. Hallelujah. We've reached a time, you know, I know how Abraham must have felt when he could look down there and God told him he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And he looked down there and he could see Lot down there in that old mess. And he said, if you can just find 10 righteous, will you spare that city? He was begging, he was pleading with God for that man's life. Oh my, I pray each one of us is filling in our hearts for whoever. We don't know who God's going to call. We don't know what's in God's purpose. But may that cry be in our heart, Lord, for that last little one. Lord, bring them in. Lord, let the Holy Spirit go to them. Lord, you send your Spirit to them, Lord, and begin to move on that end. But we need that cry in our heart to pray for them. That true desperation of filling their need and saying, Lord, there's a place they need to reach, Lord. And Lord, only you can get them there. Lord, you take them by the hand and raise them and bring them on. And Lord, if I can help some way in the manner, Lord, I'm here. But Lord, you do the work that's needed. But oh my, we need to feel that in our hearts. Oh my, I just know, like, you can just hear, just think of that. Abraham knew who he was talking to, and yet he pleaded for just 10 righteous in that city. Would you spare it? Just 10. But oh my, how we ought to have that cry in our hearts, Lord. Move, Lord, on their behalf, on this one's behalf, Lord, whatever. There's many circumstances in life, many different ones. It has this, maybe this one's bound by this situation, that one's bound by that situation, or whatever it may be. But if God lays it on your heart to pray for one of them, you go and take it to God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I heard a little song that I can't even remember the words, but it was called The Holy Ghost Prayed. And it says that they went in to pray. They didn't know what to pray for. But then that anointing came down.
Amen.
And they began to pray, and God knew what they needed.
Amen.
And the God, the Holy Spirit, made intercession for that one.
Amen.
Oh, my, hallelujah. We ought to be some prayer warriors. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Just gather together for a prayer service, or just gather because it's a prayer night. We'll go pray a few minutes.
Right.
No. But a prayer is something that's really coming from the inside. You're talking to the one that's in you.
Yeah.
And you're talking as it's a personal relationship.
Oh,
and when you begin to cry out to God for someone, something, you get what you ask for. If you ask according to His Word, and if He's leading you and guiding you to that, it'll work out to His glory and His honor. Mine, He'll receive the glory from it. Oh my, when you can go to prayer, and maybe God just speaks to your heart in a special way. And you can say, I prayed for so and so, and God is going to do something for him.
Amen.
Amen. Then a couple weeks, maybe a month or something go by, and you see that thing take place in their life.
Yes,
and you watch God back it up all the way. A vindication.
Amen.
A true manifestation of the moving of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Oh my, I'm telling you. We ain't even getting anywhere. Hallelujah. Just ramble on maybe, but hallelujah, I feel like rambling. Hallelujah.
Oh.
I pray each one of us. It's not all about dancing in the Spirit. It's not all about jumping. But more, I'm telling you, if you ain't got something to make you move around a little bit, I gotta worry.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Oh my, can you imagine?
Yes.
On that day, just walking up those streets of gold. I'm gonna see Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
My, I'm fixing to see.
No. Glory.
Oh my, there's going to be some moving. There's going to be some running.
There's
going to be some shouting, some anxious, and some lives. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It ought to be starting now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh my.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. I'm going to go here in the church age book on page 45, I believe it is. Hallelujah. Very familiar things I'm going to read here, but just thought we'd share these few thoughts. And you know, my saints, like I say, God's going to move. Amen.
Amen.
Let's stay prayed up. Stay in the Spirit. Stay ready for whatever He's got. You know, and it's just like our brother asked us Thursday night to come praying. But I pray we come every service praying that'll happen.
Yes. Amen.
You don't know what service some sinner's going to walk through that door.
Amen.
And God can move on His behalf, but we better all be prayed up and in the Spirit.
Amen.
Asking God to have His way so the Spirit has freedom to move in whatever way He wants. But oh my, I pray we're seeing those things. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus called, I believe it was Nathaniel, sitting under that tree. He said, before your brother come and got you, I seen you sitting over there. Oh my, God sees every one of His little elect. His eyes on the sparrow, He knows. And He's watching, and in due time and due season, every one of those little elected where God's God will come through.
Amen.
Wherever they gotta be.
Yes, yes.
And my, I don't know about you, but that's the desire of my heart.
Amen.
To see. I don't know about you, but it does me good to see someone.
Yes.
that's hard, someone that doesn't know what it is to feel the presence of the Lord, but then see God really come down and just move in their heart and life, not just a blessing, but then see it change their life, and see it change the way they do things, see it change them. That's a great joy to me, because why, I've experienced it, and I know what God done for me. And Brother Brown said, if you can't tell them nobody's anything else, tell them how your candle got lit. And that's all I can say, is I want to tell you what he done for me. Oh my, hallelujah, I pray each one of us is filling that in our hearts. That might be all it takes, brother. He did it for me. He can do it for you if you'll let him. Oh my, hallelujah. It's coming, saints. We need to just, oh, I pray God will just, oh my. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about this day. I'm excited to see them. This world's finishing up. It's going to fall apart. It's going to leave. But oh, there's a city coming into view, and it don't matter. But all this word, these things we've read about, that some may call a fairy tale, some may look at it and say, oh, that was for them, that was for that. But no, God said, the church all through there, if you say, it's be done. Hey, man, God's going to manifest that through a people's heart and life. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
This is on page 43 of the Church Age book, and it's just a little bit lengthy, but I'm going to read it all. But he says here, Revelation, the first chapter in the 10th verse, he says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. And I was in the Spirit. Isn't that just beautiful? My, I love that. You could just call those words the whole of a Christian life. If we are going to live as Christians, we have to be in His Spirit. John was not talking about being in his own spirit. That would have not brought these visions. Hallelujah. This whole spirit don't make you get happy over just every little thing. But oh my, you go talking about the word in the same spirit that wrote that word down on the inside, it can't help but bring about a combustion.
Amen.
It had to be the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of God with us too. All of our efforts are in vain, Paul said. I will pray in the Spirit. I will sing in the Spirit. I will live in the Spirit. If there is anything good that will come to me, it has to be revealed by the Spirit, confirmed by the Word, and made manifest by the results it bears. And as surely as John needed to be in the Spirit to receive these tremendous revelations fresh from Jesus, we need to be in the Spirit to understand the revelations that God has given to us to live by in His Word. For it is the same Spirit. Look at it this way. All too many read the Bible where it says, Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, and just pass right on. They don't see it. If they saw it by getting in the Spirit, they would know that if they want to receive the Holy Spirit, they need to repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, and then God would be duty-bound to fulfill His Word by filling them with the Holy Ghost. They never get in His Spirit, or it would happen to them exactly as the Word says. Pray to God for a revelation by His Spirit. That is the first step. Get in the Spirit. Let me just use another illustration. Suppose you need healing. What does the Word say? Well, we have all read it countless times, but did not get in the Spirit when reading it. Did we ask God for His Spirit to teach us the real truth of it? If we did, we would call the elders, confess our sins, be anointed and prayed for. And that would be that, and it might not come immediately, but in His Spirit it is all over. Now He's talking to the Spirit where if any sick, let Him call the elders and let Him pray for Him. That doesn't do away with getting it yourself. Say to this mountain, it be removed. But oh my, that's a promise. If you're sick and you ain't got enough faith on your own yet, maybe you're lacking a revelation, you call the elders and let them pray for you. And if you don't have faith in that Scripture alone, God's obligated to vindicate and fulfill that Scripture to your heart and life.
Amen.
Maybe you're just climbing the ladder. Maybe you've just started. Maybe there's some things you need yet. But if you're sick and you feel the need, that Scripture's to you, whoever it may be.
Amen.
You call the elders. God still uses that. It's not been done away with, but it's still there.
Amen.
But oh my, let us go on to perfection. Amen.
Amen.
And the fullness of the revelation of God's Word. And be able to stand on our own feet sometimes.
Glory.
Hallelujah. He says, there is no other court of appeal. God will fulfill His Word. Oh, we need to get in the Spirit and then things will be done.
Yes.
Don't go through the acts first. Get in the Spirit and then go through the acts and watch what God will do. Have you ever noticed how the world gets into the spirit of things that are in the world? They'll go to their ball games, their sporting events, their dances, and they enter into the spirit of it. And they don't sit there like wallflowers, all old dried up sticks. They enter right into the feel of things and become a part of things. But oh, how they hate Christians for getting into the spirit of God's word.
Amen.
They call us fanatics, holy rollers. There's nothing they won't do to show their hatred and disapproval, but ignore that.
Amen.
You can expect it knowing where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But just go on and get in the spirit of worship. Our spirit is clean and it is fresh. It is real, it is sober and serious, but nonetheless full of the joy of the Lord. And the Christian ought to be just as exuberant and full of his pleasure in the Lord as the world is when it savors delights in its pleasures. Both Christians and the world are human. Both have emotions. The difference is Christians' hearts and emotions are purely on the Lord of glory and his love, while the world satisfies the flesh. Amen. You know, we may get older and say, well, I'm getting a little old to be jumping around. You know, I had a grandma that was really wrapped up in the things of the world, the ball games and things. And 93 years old, you could still see her get up and shout and scream and yell at the television set and everything else over that ball game. And Brother Dow, how old was he? 90-some years old, and he had a little bit to shout about. Amen. I'm sure he was doing his fair share of shouting, and I pray each one of us. I pray he doesn't tarry, but if he would tarry till I'm 90, I'm praying I've got just as much shout in my heart now then as I've got now. Let me be just as exuberant, just as much on fire for God if I have to get up here with an old cane. Whatever it takes, but Lord, you let me still just be on fire for you. A fervent desire burning in my heart. Hallelujah.
Yes, dear Lord.
But my saints, let's get excited about what God's doing individually.
Amen.
Not what God's doing for brother so-and-so. Sister so-and-so, what's God doing for you, for me? This is the day we live in. That church is the called out ones. The ones set aside for his service. Mine, hearing the mighty God unveiled before us. Let me read this. Again, very familiar, but just some things in here that caught my attention. As he says here, this is on page 24, and I don't have paragraphs in this book. And he says, no, but it's about the bottom of the page. He says, now the only way that you're ever going to be able to do it, my brethren, and brother of the world, different parts of the world, I might say there's only one way for that. For the director to do, he has to get in the same spirit that the composer was in, and then he's got it. When the church, the symphony itself, where the world's watching for these signs and wonders, when the church and the composer and the director all get in the spirit of the composer, then when they say the days of miracles is past, it don't hit the right note. But when it gets in the right swing of it, in the right spirit, how are you going to do it until the spirit comes down of the composer? Amen. Then when they say the days of miracles is never past, the symphony cries out, amen. And when we hit that Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, the symphony cries out, amen. You shall receive power after this. The Holy Ghost has come upon you. The symphony cries, amen, I got it.
Amen.
There's no more guesswork about it then. The whole symphony is right in harmony with the word. And just goes, Brother Branham claps his hands together to illustrate a continuous motion of movement. That's it. Oh, it's a magnificent thing. The director, the composer must be in the same spirit, and so must the musicians be in the same spirit to act it all out. And the world is wondering what's going on. The communism they talk about, and they've made me sick with it, all the integration and everything else, segregation, oh mercy, such all this nonsense. When the coming of the Lord is at hand, there's something hitting wrong. I'm afraid the director's got out of the spirit of the composer. But when we get that composer spirit, that original power of God, the Bible said the man of old was moved by the Holy Ghost to write this Bible.
Amen.
You'll see them two Chinese pieces of paper. Amen. You know what he's talking about. Those Chinese pieces of paper will come together just like God's Bible and a believer will come together. Because they're both in the same spirit. They're both the same thing. They'll dovetail right straight together. What we need today is directors. That's right. Back to the Word. Back and believe it just as it said. And then you see God himself. That's the unveiling. The drama's made real. Today they say, well, he's a historical God. And we know he crossed the Red Sea. He did all of this. And he was in the fiery furnace with the Hebrew children. What's good a God of history if he isn't the same today? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my. Man is ever glorifying God for what he did do, thinking of what he will do and ignoring what he's doing. And that's just in man to do that. And it's the same thing today, my brother. It's the very same thing. But oh my, let's get back and get the symphony playing right. where the world can see. Jesus said, if I be lifted up from this earth, I'll draw all men unto me. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Let the directors get in the right spirit with the musicians and with the composer, and everything will be all right.
Yes.
And then there's no guesswork about it. We are identified with him then. Hebrews 13:8 said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Amen. And that's why it's important. The pastor's got to be in the spirit.
Yes.
The people need to be in the spirit, just as important.
Yes,
and let God have his way.
Amen.
My, I pray each one of us. Each day goes by, each service, if the Lord should tarry, may we come in greater, expecting greater things.
Amen.
It's not about so that we'll receive anything. It's not about so somebody will say, oh, you ought to go to church over there. No, it's not for that purpose at all. It's for the purpose that God would be glorified. The purpose that you could see him made alive. I don't know about you, but God left me a lot of promises here. And I want to see every one of them vindicated, made alive, made real in my heart and my life. And the things he said he would do, I want to see it done. I don't want to live in somebody's past age. Oh, he did it back there. He did. No, let's make him a God of today. Let's make him alive today as he was then and shall be forever. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for the things that he will do.
Yes.
Look into things he's doing now. Don't
Amen.
Ever pass every moment of time he's
Amen.
Doing something.
Amen.
There's not a spare moment in your life. Redeem the time, because every moment
yes.
counts.
Yes.
Everything you do is counting for a purpose.
Amen.
Now, I don't know. I don't know what God's going to do. I don't know how God's going to move, but you can feel the rustle in the mulberry tree.
Amen.
You can feel the moving of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You can see things beginning to click. I don't know, but God does.
Amen.
And I just want to be that little vessel that's right in time.
Amen.
You know, this old watch to click and tick, there's little bitty things in there that I probably don't even know is in that. But it still takes it to make up that watch.
Amen.
And that's all I want to be. If I'm just that little bitty pin way down in the bottom that's holding that together to make something tick for God, I want to be that little pin down in the bottom. But oh, I want to see him move. You sisters can come to the instruments.
Amen.
But I pray each one of us, it's not just saying, oh, the Lord's blessing us and the brothers are getting excited, our pastor's excited, oh, mine. What about you as an individual?
Amen.
Ask yourself, Lord, am I really excited? Lord, is there really a burning down in me? You know, it's sometimes it's so easy to, it's just a little thing, but you can catch us sometimes as, if there's something we feel personal about,
mm-hmm.
when the word comes forth, we're strong sometimes to amen things.
Mm-hmm.
But then let the word come about something we ought to be excited about and we never make a peep.
Amen.
That's the excitement that ought to be burning. If I can't get excited over everything, every word of God,
amen.
Then I need a true, genuine something down
amen.
On the inside
amen.
That's going to stir me greater.
Amen.
We need a greater stir. And I don't know about you, but I want them revival fires to burn hotter than they've ever burned before in my life. I pray each one of you feel the same. It's time, brothers and sisters, that the mechanics and those dynamics, them sparks are going to hit together, and it will push that Cadillac down the road as the prophet spoke. You know, the gasoline's always powerful. And you can build a car, and it's got everything it needs. But you pull that one spark plug wire, and that car will sit there. That gasoline will never fire. But oh my, it takes everything being in line. It takes every word upon word. And then let God pour out his spirit upon it and you watch it. Oh my, dump that together right down the road, every bit of it all the time. Oh my, I pray each one of us, that's what we're looking for. And if you'll just stop, just take a day and stop and meditate on, since we've been in this little building, the things the Lord, the word has come. And you look at the things maybe God's cut out of your life. Look at the assurance, maybe the assurance that he's made with bringing back. Make sure you've got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Make sure that this is happening in your life. Look at the things the Holy Spirit all down through has moved. And then you can back up, and if you'll watch, you can see maybe the Holy Spirit started to move on certain thing and then stopped. Because we wasn't ready.
That's right.
But then you watch God bring the messages, and then you watch it move right back in over here somewhere.
Amen.
But oh, watch what God's doing. Don't just think it's just this week's what God's doing. God's a continuous, it's
amen.
Moving on. It's playing out. That video is almost down to the end. It's coming to a close. Oh, I don't know about you.
Glory.
But I want to be right there in the moving of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
But I don't know what else to say other than Lord bless you. And I just pray that God will just continue to have His way.
Amen.
Continue to pray, Saints, every service that God
Amen.
Will move.
Amen.
Every day that God will move.
Amen.
In whatever way. It may be something you don't even know is going to take place. Mm-hmm. But pray for God to move, because we're coming down to that day, that final time.
Yes.
And I don't know what's left. And I don't know, but I know God's got it all under His control.
Yes, yes.
And I want to be in His will and doing whatever He needs me to do. Amen. May the Lord bless you.
Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Glory. I'd be careful I don't get too silly. I'm telling you, because it burns on the inside. And what makes you silly? You're happy. I am happy.
Amen.
I'm happy. You say, well, ain't you got no problems? Oh, yeah, plenty of problems. Plenty of things in life to have to deal with and all that. Yep. But I'm still happy.
Amen.
I got a joy that's burning in my heart. Amen. Oh, Satan, he may try to take it away here, and he may try to take it away there. He'll never win. No way. Nope. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in all the world. And if God be for me, who can be against me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. It's time to live by that word. Amen. The dynamics, as he mentioned, the mechanics and the dynamics come together. Oh, mine pushing that Cadillac right down the road. Oh, glory to God. I hope your Cadillacs is running good. Amen. Glory to God. And the minute it begins to sputter, I pray you get down in prayer and cry out to God. Lord, this thing needs tuned up. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. He'll get her tuned up. Amen. Because he wants it running fine. Wants it running beautiful. Hallelujah. Glory. But you look what the Holy Ghost is doing. Oh, yes. You say, well, I'm looking for what He's going to do. Look what He's doing now. Amen. Glory to God. He's going to do some more, but I'm looking at what He's doing now too. Amen. I don't want to miss what's happening right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. You might think I'm crazy for this is over with, but I don't care. I don't care. Long as I know that Jesus Christ is living in me.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. You say, well, is that all you want? Just joy and happiness and jolly? No. The rest of the word comes right with it.
Amen.
But it's every word that proceeds in the mouth of God.
Amen.
It ain't just this or this or this. It's every word that proceeds in the mouth of God. Amen. That's what it's all about. Amen. I want to again read that scripture Brother Timothy read. Just kind of show you a little something here. Again, as he read here in the book of Romans, 8th chapter, 16th verse, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. I was just thinking about what I was reading today and never read this part. But how many believes in that message thirst? It was God speaking to the bride.
Amen.
We'll make sure we get that.
Amen.
That was God speaking to the bride. That was God using His prophet to speak to His people.
Amen.
That word of God is just as inspired as that Bible is inspired.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. It's the word of God to the bride.
Amen.
Sure is. And listen to this. See if the Spirit of God is witnessing. If your spirit. That you are sons of God. Why, what's went with the sincerity? Where is those old-fashioned hymns we used to sing and rejoice in the Spirit of God and tears roll down our cheeks?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm there.
Amen.
I'm there. His Spirit is witness of my spirit. We are sons of God.
Amen.
Same way with anything else in that word. You watch it come to pass.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
You're going to have such an assurance in your heart that you're a bride, there ain't nothing the devil can put in front of you.
Amen.
Why? Because you'll see God will vindicate Himself
Amen.
In you.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. I'm not adding to what Brother Timothy said. Just something I thought about when he read that scripture. Amen. All right. He says here, we try to hold our heart. And back up, he said, till the tears roll down our cheeks. And now we try to hold our breath until we ain't got enough breath in us till our face turns blue, till we try to show that we are some sort of a singer. We've copied off the Hollywood and all these programs that we see through this intellectual hymn singing and training the voice. Sure didn't mention this that I was part of that. No, sir. I can't carry a tune, but I can carry, I can be identified with that, tears rolling down my cheek and in the spirit of the worship of God coming forth and just crying out to God. Hallelujah. And just sitting there and watching the Holy Ghost roll through. Amen. And can't hardly talk for just crying. Hallelujah. Just the tenderizing of the Holy Spirit. I'm identified with that. Hallelujah. But I'm not identified with that holding my breath till I'm blue and with a trained voice. No, sir. No, sir. Praise God, I'm identified with that other section. Amen. Amen. And our names is identified on the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. Glory! Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. My friend, what is it? It's the Holy Ghost. Amen. And it'll bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever He said unto you. Amen. Amen. That's a beautiful place to walk in.
Amen.
Amen. When you can just walk around and the Holy Ghost bringing things back to your remembrance. Amen. And then you're just feasting on it. Glory to God, you're just dwelling on it, meditating on it, glorifying His wonderful name. Amen. Amen. How could you have the Holy Ghost and fail to come in and worship God in spirit and truth?
Amen.
Amen. That's how we're come to do, worship in spirit and in truth. Now you watch our worship get even better in the spirit and in truth. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is bringing us back to truth.
Yes.
Yes. You can't worship God with creeds. God won't accept those creeds. He won't accept those ideas of man. No. But you get back to the Word and you watch the Holy Ghost come down. Amen. It's just Him vindicating it. Yes, it is. It's the Holy Ghost vindicating or coming back to that Word. Amen. Do you love Him?
Amen.
Amen. My, that's pretty strong. Wow. It's getting better. Amen. I pray one of these days when a brother settles in one of the ask if we love the Lord, it'll rock the roof right off of this place. This place will be shaken under the power of God. Hallelujah. Amen. It was then. What about now? Amen. They were all assembled in one place and the power of the Holy Ghost has come down. Oh my, the place was shaken. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh my, glory!
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Don't look like I've had about 4 hours sleep, does it? Amen. Glory. Didn't get home to about 12:30 last night. Amen. But praise God, it's burning.
Amen.
It's coming down,
Amen.
Down, down. The Spirit of the Lord is coming down. Amen. Oh my, hallelujah! Let us all stand. Glory. I want the Lord to have His way.
Amen.
Amen. And I want Him to know, not trying to put on in my heart, I want Him to know I'm really excited about what He's doing.
Amen.
Oh, yes. And I'm really thankful for what He's doing. I want Him to know I really appreciate what He's doing in my life. Amen. I don't want Him to see me stepping on like a bump on a log. No, sir. I want Him to see those joy bells ringing in my heart.
Amen.
There's a son. There's my son. Glory, that's a man after my own heart. Isn't that what He said about David?
Yeah,
oh my. Or can He say that about you? There's a man after my own heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, but David done this, but he still was a man after God's own. Blessed is the man to whom God will not impute sin to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory. Amen. Glory. Ain't been a race? Hallelujah. I feel like I could race my feet and not even hit the ground. If there was such a thing. But one of these days there ain't going to be hitting the ground. I'm going to be climbing right off of this earth. This body is going to change in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. Oh, my. And take on immortality. Amen. We're going to have different bodies. Because this body ain't never going to take that spontaneous combustion constantly. Amen. No way. It won't be able to take it. But praise God, we're going to have a glorified body that will take it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Coming down, down, down. Coming down, down, down. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is coming down. Oh, when the saints begin to pray.
I don't know. I know each one of you is excited. I can tell. But but it's just, it seems like, just here recently, it just seems like the Lord is just moving so strongly. And
Amen.
And the move is on. There's no doubt about it. I can feel it in my heart. I'm just wanting to make sure that there's nothing in my
Amen.
Life that's hindering him in any way.
Yes.
Seems like I'm just checking to make sure that
yes.
there's one little thing. If there's something there that's not quite right, Lord, I want to get that out of my life
yes.
completely.
Hallelujah.
I want to crucify it. I want to
Glory.
Mortify it.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, just your will be done.
Amen.
And I just see where we're just drawing closer each
yes.
day. It seems like
Amen.
As each day goes by, it's getting sweeter. It's
yes.
just a closer
yes.
walk with him. And I just don't know how to explain it, but the move is on. It's, there's no
yes.
doubt about it.
Yes.
And it just, there's an excitement burning,
oh,
and it just
my.
Seems like it's just
yes.
grown stronger every day. Just even
yes.
when even when we don't have a service, there's just something there that's
yes.
just driving you just to stay in that word, just to stay
oh,
in the spirit.
Yes.
And I just want it to grow strong.
Oh,
I'm not satisfied
yes.
with what I have right now. I want it more every day. Every
yes.
time I wake up,
yes.
I just want it to burn greater in my heart, the fire burning more and more each day.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I need to be up here rambling, but it's just burning in my heart.
Glory.
I just, praise his name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Glory. I want to sing another song, but I don't want to hold you no longer,
Good.
I reckon.
Amen.
And let's sing something that's on my heart. It's a little slower song, but let's sing Amazing Grace.
Amen.
I thank the Lord so much for his grace in my life. It's just, it's so wonderful. I thank him for it. Praise
yes.
his name.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to feel, and grace my fears relieved. How precious is that grace appear. I first believe.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Heads bowed. Oh, dear, kind, gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much once again for this day you've blessed us with, Lord. Lord, we're just so thankful for all you've done for us, for your mercy and your grace in our lives, Lord. No, not by our merits, nothing we've deserved, but all by your grace and mercy. And we thank you so much for it, Lord. Thank you for the word you placed for us here, Lord, for the revelation you've granted unto us. Lord, we pray that it will burn in our hearts greater each day, Lord, just to serve you with everything we have. Lord, we pray as we leave this place, Lord, you'll go with us. Be with us each day, Lord. Lead us and guide us. May we always be seeking your will, Lord, in all things. Lord, I pray a special blessing on the ones that couldn't be here tonight, Lord. Just strengthen them, encourage them, uplift them, Lord. For any of those ones out there where there's a little seed in there, Lord Jesus, just draw them close to you, Lord. Just pull them in, Lord, according to thy will. We love and appreciate you, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much for all you've done for us. All glory be to your holy name, dear Lord. Just be with us now is our prayer. We ask these things in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Bless you.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God bless you.
Bless you.